Yo, what's up, guys?
It's the Drake
and Derek
talk show, and we're back. Well, in a very long time, and as you can see, we now have a camera.
Got a computer. Today.
Yeah, and the computer. We did the last episode with the computer, but now we have the mic and the camera. Today, we're gonna be going over many different topics, including what's going on in the NBA free agency. UFC 276 just happened. We're going over super conferences in college football. We're gonna end it with our NBA power rankings going into the next season. So what we're gonna start with old NBA news. It's happened a couple weeks ago. We gotta touch on it. We'll start with Jeremy Grant being traded to the Trailblazers. What are your opinion? Obviously, you have if you can show them your Damian Lillard jersey. And they only have to give up. They had to give up a 2025 pick, I believe, it's from the Pistons or the Bucks.
Because Jeremy Grant, he's a baller.
Do you think it's a good move for the Trailblazers?
Yes, he was the best player on the Detroit Pistons. Mm. Best player on the Detroit Pistons, besides Sadiq Bey.
I think this move doesn't really help him. I think the West is too stacked, and I think the Trailblazers won't even end up making the playoffs after this move.
I mean, the Trailblazers, not too long ago, they had CJ McCollum to the New Orleans, and Dame has been kind of by himself. So
looking at how much they had to give up for Jeremy Grant, I think they should have kept CJ McCollum, especially the return you have. I mean, you do have Josh Hart, who had spurts of potential on the Trailblazers with Damian Lillard out, and the Trailblazers have re-signed Anthony Simons, whose potential looked really good this year with Damian Lillard out, and they re-signed Jusuf Nurkic. Still, the West is super stacked. You've got the reigning champion Warriors, Grizzlies, Nuggets, but now that Jamal Murray's back, Clippers, now that Kawhi's back. Hopefully the Lakers stay healthy, and then they're good. Timberwolves, their new move we'll talk about in a second. The Pelicans, the Mavericks, I see no spot. The Bulls are in the East. I see no spot where the Trailblazers would make that playoff spot. All right, we'll go on to another older trade that happened. Christian Wood is now on the Dallas Mavericks.
Dallas Mavericks just got better.
They only have to give up Boban, another role player. I forgot who it was. I don't remember. And a first-round pick. This helps
the team a lot because they already have Luka, Jalen Brunson.
They lost Jalen Brunson. Okay. They lost him to the Knicks. I think, again, this move won't really make much of a difference. They did go to the Western Conference Finals this year. But that was because, one, the Lakers weren't in the playoffs. A healthy Lakers weren't in the playoffs. The Nuggets were missing Jamal Murray, and there was no Kawhi. I think those three teams all beat the Mavericks out to the conference finals, and I think the Grizzlies were a better team than the Mavericks. They just ran into the Warriors early on.
The Mavericks are still a playoff contending team.
I still think they are a playoff team. I just don't think a conference finals team anymore with this move. Moving on to the next trade, the trade that began free agency. Malcolm Brogdon was traded to the Celtics for Aaron Nesmith, Daniel Tice, and I believe a first-round pick. I think this is a great, great move for the Celtics. They needed a point guard, as Marcus Smart sometimes was very inconsistent. He couldn't score the ball. He couldn't facilitate. Now they have a true point guard to a team that only lost who were two games away from winning a championship against the Warriors. And they also signed Danilo Gallinari. And Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown was their first finals. And now the finals experience, I think with this trade, they are now the best team in the NBA.
I mean, Malcolm Brogdon was a rookie of the year. He's actually a pretty good ball player. I mean, he's not better than Marcus Smart, but I think he could start over him.
I still think they'll start Marcus Smart. I think they'll go a little small. Go Brogdon, Smart, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and Robert Williams. I think Robert Williams' role should be very high this season. They'd play Al Horford over him at times, but later in the series, you could tell. Robert Williams is top seven center in the NBA. So the next trade that happened was DeJounte Murray to the Atlanta Hawks. I forgot the
DeJounte Murray is an absolute baller.
I forgot the entire trade. I will pull it up right now. trade. Okay. Yeah, I believe it was 3 first-round picks and some role players. Maybe not 3, maybe 2 first-round picks. With the old moves, you talked about Christian Wood to the Mavericks, Jeremy Grant to the Trailblazers. This move does make the Hawks better. I think they're no longer an 8 seed. I think they're in that 5-6 range.
Or a playoff contending team.
I think they're, I don't know, maybe second round, still a first round exit in my opinion. I don't know how that John Morant, DeJounte Murray combo works. It's a very small backcourt, 6 foot and 6'4". Plus, they're both facilitating guards. Obviously, Trae Young has 30 points per game, but he's also like 10 assists. So maybe he's going to a straight score. And DeJounte Murray is that facilitator. DeJounte Murray is an incredible defender, though, as well.
Great defense.
His length for his height is insane as well. The Hawks also have yet to trade John Collins yet, which is pretty surprising because he was a name talked about to leave. Yeah, what are your opinions on this?
It's a very good trade. Good 3. Playoff contending team. Semifinal team.
All right. Moving on to the big trade of this offseason, though, as a trade that came out of nowhere.
Rudy Gobert.
Team no one expected. People are talking about the Bulls, the Warriors, the Bucks even sometimes. But no, he has ended up on the Minnesota Timberwolves.
The Timberwolves are now a playoff contending team. There's second round exits. They have Anthony
Edwards.
First
round exits.
This year, I'm saying. This up and coming season.
Oh.
They have Anthony Edwards, Karl-Anthony Towns, and the best defender in the league.
I still think they're first round exit. Like how I said, all the talent in the West now this year is insane. Obviously, they can sneak their way in. This Rudy Gobert trade, obviously, the Timberwolves lost a lot of defense with Jared Vanderbilt and Patrick Beverley. You also gave up your new rookie center, Walker Kessler, as well as Malik Beasley, who could only 2 seasons ago average 20 points per game and 4 picks. Some people are saying this is too much for Rudy Gobert. I disagree. Rudy Gobert is like the 4th highest paid player in the NBA and one of the best defenders in the league since Ben Wallace, the best defender in the league.
Of all time.
Not all time. One of the best defenders since the Dikembe Mutombo, Ben Wallace era. But I'm very excited to watch this team play. Obviously, you have Kat, who is going to definitely play the 4 now at some points. Jared Vanderbilt was in that dunker spot last year. Now the court is very spaced. Karl-Anthony Towns.
But if great
a team
cheer.
Decides to go 5 out on this team, I think it is over for the Timberwolves. Rudy Gobert, I think his perimeter defense is a bit underrated. I think he is a good defender. No one on the Jazz were good defenders, so Rudy Gobert looked bad all the time because he had to guard almost everyone. And Karl-Anthony Towns is a known bad defender. So go 5 out on this team. It could be dangerous.
He is a big man offensive player.
Yeah. I think Cat scoring will go up a lot. I think Anthony Edwards, like I said earlier,
Kermit's going to go crazy.
He is the main reason how this team would be successful. Rudy Gobert and Karl-Anthony Towns could flop. So Anthony Edwards can step up, or he can be really good, and Anthony Edwards can also be that scorer who can dish it down to Gobert or Karl-Anthony Towns, 2 7-footers down there at all times. So yeah. And we'll move on to the biggest signing of free agency because everyone has re-signed. Jalen Brunson, as you just found out, signed with the Knicks for, I believe, $106 million, 4 years, 100, 4 or 5 years, $106
million. Mm-hmm.
What are your opinion? Do you think it's overpaid? Do you think it's a bad decision by the Knicks?
Jalen Brunson is a good player. I mean, the Knicks don't have much talent. They have, like, RJ Barrett and Julius Randle. You can't rely on them too much, but signing Jalen Brunson is a whole different thing. He is a really good ball player and has a good point guard role.
Yeah, the Knicks, I don't think this changes the team much. I think this team is not a playoff team with the Jalen Brunson signing. I don't think Julius Randle, RJ Barrett, and Jalen Brunson is a good big three at all. I think it could be one of the worst big threes in the NBA, honestly. But their team is pretty deep, so I think they could end up as a 10-11 seed. I do think it is a play-in team. I just don't think playoffs. And Jalen Brunson, I mean, congrats to him. He was a second-round pick. I mean, he was College Player of the Year, and now the playoffs, he showed out, and he did get that money. $106 million, though? I don't know for Jalen Brunson. $106 million is a lot. I do think he has a top 13 to 15 point guard in the NBA. But I don't know. I think it's just a bit of a reach for the Knicks and Jalen Brunson.
Next.
So next, we're going to talk about the four big free agents still left. Big.
Bulkers.
James Harden, DeAndre Ayton, and Colin Kevin Sexton. Well, actually, it's three now. It's TJ Warren, Sons, and Nets. We'll get onto that later. Where do you think Colin Sexton's going?
Colin Sexton's a baller. He's only in his, like, third, fourth year. He's still young. I don't really know.
I personally do not think he's staying with the Cavs. I think the Darius Garland.
Darius Garland, Jared Allen.
No, I'm saying Darius Garland's rise to stardom, all-star this year. I don't think they need Colin Sexton anymore, especially you got Isaac Okoro, got Oche Agbaji, so you don't really need a wing anymore.
Kevin Porter.
You also have Kevin Porter is on the Rockets.
Oh my god, I thought of the wrong person.
You also signed Ricky Rubio and Ronald Neto. It's offseason already, so that's two point guard signings before you even sign Colin Sexton. Personally, I have no clue where Colin Sexton end up at this
Neither.
Point. I think he could be a Brooklyn Net if Kyrie ends up getting traded. Another team I think that could sign him is, they have the cap space for it. I think it's the Wizards. I think he'll end up on the Wizards. They have enough cap space. They need a point guard. I know Bradley Beal doesn't really care about winning, cares what you can pay, but if he does kind of want to make the playoffs, you get Colin Sexton to help him out. Next one. Briefly, James Harden, he's already revealed, like it's been revealed, he's gone to the Sixers.
He's signing back with
him. Took less money so they can get better. They signed Daniel House, PJ Tucker, maybe they go out and sign Colin Sexton, or they get another player. But he signed with the 76ers, he just took a pay cut for the benefit of the team. And the last one, the most interesting free agent still left, is DeAndre Ayton.
Please sign with the Bulls.
I don't think the Bulls...
The Bulls aren't going to snag him.
The Bulls, I mean, you have that Nikola Vucevic trade.
They wouldn't expect
that. The big
that.
Team that was talked around was the Pistons, my bad. But they went out and drafted Jalen Duren, and they re-signed Marvin Bagley Jr. So I don't think he's a Piston anymore. I think the Pacers trading Malcolm Brogdon to open up cap space. I think DeAndre Ayton, now that the Pacers have max contract spot, I think DeAndre Ayton is end up on the Indiana Pacers. That's just my, I think he could still sign with the Suns, though, but he just needs to realize he's not a max contract player. And our last topic for NBA, it is, what the heck is going on in Brooklyn with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving?
Facts. Kevin Durant's being a boulder season.
I think about, it was three, four days ago, Kevin Durant requested a trade, and that broke the NBA world. I think Kevin Durant is, like, the ultimate softy now. He left the Thunder to join the Warriors.
Left the Warriors
won two
to
rings.
Join.
He wanted to lead the Warriors to prove that he can win a championship by himself on the Nets. Obviously, it's not his fault. He never, Kyrie Irving, missed games because of riots.
COVID vaccine.
He would just sit games out because feelings were hurt, and then James Harden got hurt, and then he was literally an inch off of going to the NBA Finals on the three-point shot. So, but the soft move is, he wanted to prove himself he can win on a championship team, but his top two teams were the number one seeds in the NBA, the Heat, who are the one seed in the East, and the Suns, who are the one seed in the West. Why? You wanted to prove you could win, you want to go to
Brooklyn.
Number one seed. And you also want to team up with the players, but give up no one. If you want to go to the Heat, they got to give up Bam Adebayo. You can't play with him. He's got to be part of the trade.
You can't give up Jimmy.
You want to go to the Suns, you got to give up Devin Booker or Chris Paul. You can't play with both. I mean, you could do that sign and trade for DeAndre Ayton. But Kevin Durant's making $47 million. DeAndre Ayton's going to make, like, 25. That's not close enough.
It's not close
You can
enough.
Get, like, Mikal Bridges and, I don't know.
Mikal Bridges, Chris Paul up, but that would be too much.
Yeah. So I don't think Kevin Durant is going to trade. I don't think Kevin Durant is first or second best player in the league. He cannot be traded.
Top five.
I mean, he'll eventually be traded because his contract's 4 years. He's actually going to suck it up and have 4 years at the Nets. And the Nets are going to do a $50 million buyout. I think he'll stay in Brooklyn this season. So will Kyrie. We'll have one more chance at it. I mean, though Ben Simmons is here. People probably forgot about that because Ben Simmons was being a diva. He could have played last year, but his back hurt. I don't know if that's true or not. They can run one season together, see how they do. But if a team were to trade for him, it's been speculated. The Warriors are in. The Warriors have a good trade package. You can have Wiggins, Wiseman, Moody, Kuminga, and Patrick Baldwin Jr. That's six players in itself. But I think that it's a bad trade for the Warriors, especially you win a championship with the young guys, and the young guys haven't developed yet. I think they can go for a three-peat, honestly. I think the Bulls are another option. You can go like DeMar and Vucevic.
DeMar and Vucevic, we don't really need. You just said DeMar.
That's like a
now
cash.
Now you need a chill.
That's like a cash swap. Or you can go young. I mean, you have to have a contract to add up. It has to be DeMar or Vucevic.
I think
Zach is better than DeMar. DeMar's old, and he's a ball hog, and he can't play defense, and he can't pass.
40 games.
Not at 40 games. He's like 28, Levine at 26. That's just Levine taking less shots in his entire career because he played with DeMar. You have to get one of DeMar or Vucevic in the trade, and I think you give like Kobe White, Patrick Williams, and Dalen Terry.
Get rid of Kobe White.
And a few picks in there. I think that's a good option. I think the only two teams that have good enough packages are the Bulls and the Warriors. That's what I think. And then moving on to Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving has now been speculated.
Kyrie Irving's going to free agency for the rest of his career. Nobody wants him.
Kyrie Irving is now in trade talks with the Lakers. Kyrie Irving for Russell Westbrook swap. Obviously, there will be some players
that would be
in that.
Such a terrible trade. Kyrie's better than Brick.
It won't be just straight up. It'll be like Kyrie and Seth Curry. And like, oh my god, they lost Bruce Brown. I don't even know who else is on that team. Maybe Patty Mills. Like
Malik
that.
Monk. Actually,
Monk
he got traded.
The Kings. Yeah, he was never traded. On the Nets. Malik Monk was never on the Nets.
Oh, I thought you were saying Lakers. I know he got traded to the Kings.
No, the Lakers won't give up anything. Westbrook is the cash. He's $47 million a year. Maybe like Kyrie. Yeah, like Kyrie, Seth Curry, Patty Mills, or Westbrook, or something like that. And like maybe the Lakers give up.
Not 80 or
Austin Reeves or something.
We don't really need him.
I think Taylor this
Horton
would
Tucker.
Be. Taylor Horton Tucker. I think this trade would be awesome. You have Kyrie and LeBron reunited. You have KD and Westbrook reunited.
AD.
AD was never played with Kyrie.
I'm talking about Lakers.
I'm talking about the reuniting of the people. But a backcourt of Russell Westbrook and Ben Simmons. I pray for the backboard and rim. That sounds terrible. Kyrie and Ben Simmons. Ugh. That's, another trade so stupid that I see going around is a swap. It's Kyrie and KD for, Kyrie, KD, Seth Curry, Patty Mills, Blake Griffin.
That is a terrible
for
trade.
For AD and Westbrook.
That's a terrible trade. Actually, that's a good trade.
And,
then
the Nets also get, I think it was Austin Reeves and Carmelo Anthony, something like that. I don't see that happening. I think that's just fans being fans and making up some stupid trade. Well, now that we are 20 minutes in, we are moving on from our NBA news. And we're going to go on to UFC 276. That just happened this past weekend. So we'll start off with the first match. Sean O'Malley and Pedro Munhoz.
Sugar Sean O'Malley still undefeated. Actually, no, he lost once because he broke his leg in UFC 200, I believe.
Well, the match ended in no contest. After Sean O'Malley supposedly poked him in the eye. I haven't seen the clip yet. I can't turn myself.
So it was a draw.
It's a no contest. No one won. No one lost.
Yeah, no one won. I hate that rule. So stupid.
So then Brian Barbanera beat Robbie Lawler.
Robbie Lawler just needs to retire.
Yeah.
That's just what he said.
No, it's still there. Let me.
My fault.
Sorry, guys. My computer's bugged out.
What is going on?
Dude, just let me get out of this. Alright, there you go. This one.
Delete that. Click X.
Alright. He's back.
Sorry.
I don't know what that was.
I mean, Robbie Lawler just needs to retire. He's 40 at this point. He hasn't won a championship in... How long ago was 2016?
6 years.
6 years.
Okay. What is happening?
Just click X on this one.
The next match, Izzy, it's number one contender. Alex Pereira beat, I think it's Stan... What? I'm not even touching anything anymore.
Stan, click X on this one.
Stan Stevenson. And I need that for later. So obviously we know, Izzy even called out Alex, Pereira, after his match. So that's most likely the next fight. Alexander Volkanovski retiring against Max Holloway. He won all 5 rounds. I think Max Holloway's got to hang it up at this point.
He's got one more fight in him.
He's getting beat up at this point. And Volkanovski's on a rampage.
Obviously. He has 4 titles. Fights in a row. I think he won. Since he got the title back.
His next contender, obviously, probably will be Brian Ortega, depending on the match they want to make. And the main event.
They already fought.
Yeah.
Number two. For Brian Ortega's revenge to tie up the series 1-1.
Then, Stylebender is Yadasanya. Who is the guy he even beat? I forgot his name. He retained his title.
Not surprising.
In convincing fashion. Then he called out Alex Pereira early on the card, so that's obviously the match that's going to be made. Any thoughts on that card?
There's a good card. Good card. Saw clips from it. Good card.
What is happening? I'm not even clicking anything anymore. Alright, here we go. Alright, moving on to...
College.
Football. Alright. You can be right back. I will start it off. Moving on. Alright, so the big news is super conferences. Super conferences are the new wave of college football. After the Big Ten has just landed, USC and UCLA, the Pac-12 is now in shambles, and every team in the conference is looking to leave, either to join the Big 12, ACC, or the SEC. And I think this, the Pac-12 switching over, USC and UCLA were the hearts of the Big 12, and losing them is huge for business-wise and for your conference-wise. They will they'll still be in the Pac-12 till 2024, next season, though, they will be in the Big Ten. And now, with the additions of USC and UCLA, the Big Ten, they still are looking at Oregon and Washington, more Pac-12 teams looking to leave. They also are keeping an eye on Notre Dame now. Notre Dame is known as, is the big independence team. And Notre Dame fits that Big Ten area. Obviously, the Big Ten is all over the place now with California teams. But it fits in that Indiana, where Indiana in the Big Ten plays there. So I think those 5 teams, I believe, would make the Big Ten exactly 20. I don't know about that, not for sure. I think they're at 14 right now. I think they'll be 19. I think they get one more team to make it a perfect 20. Moving on, though, with the Big 12, we're also looking at the Pac-12 teams. They are looking at... Colorado. Colorado, Utah, Arizona, and Arizona State. I believe this would put the Pac-12 at 20 teams, or 18, and they're also still looking at Oregon and Washington, the two teams who are most likely going to leave Pac-12 anytime soon, either for the Big Ten.
Mic's off.
No, mic's on.
Alright, there it is.
Big Ten or the Big 12. So that leaves Washington State, California. Huh?
After this.
Alright, games.
We play fun and games because we're the best podcast. Joe Rogan, who?
That leaves Washington State, Oregon State, California, and Stanford left. Those teams can join any conference they want. Or the teams that I've listed, obviously USC and UCLA are for sure already at the Pac-12. Or you can retool the Pac-12 and add some teams you want. Here's some teams in the area and some teams out of area that you can add to the Pac-12 if you want. So those are
ACC.
I don't know. That's the conferences.
Oklahoma.
No. Those are conferences. You can add Utah State,
San Diego State,
Fresno State,
Nevada,
Army, Air Force, SMU, Eastern Carolina, Western Kentucky, UAB, UConn, Appalachian State, Coastal Carolina, and Louisiana. Derek, I want to know your opinion on super. Why is my mouse bugging? Super conferences in college football.
Good. College football is entertaining.
Is that all you have to say?
Yeah, I don't pay attention to much of that stuff. I just watch it.
I think super conferences are so stupid.
What's super conference?
It's so teams are leaving their conferences to join other big conferences to have like 18 to 20 teams.
That's stupid.
That's what I'm saying. I think we should go back to the classic. Like the Big Ten, it's not only the Big Ten, it's Big Ten two different ways. Each division has 10 teams. The Big 12, each division is going to have 12 teams. Only schools that are still natural are the ACC and SEC, and they still have like 16 teams right now. You have the mid-majors, who are fine, but mid-major schools are going to start joining these super conferences or joining conferences that schools are leaving in, or create mid-major super conferences, which is what is happening in some conferences they're about to go over now. So, the new conference additions this season for the Big 12, they're losing Oklahoma and Texas, and they're gaining BYU, UCF, Cincinnati, Houston. SEC is losing no one, but they're gaining Oklahoma and Texas. ACC, or the American Athletic Conference, mid-major, is losing UCF, Cincinnati, and Houston. But they're gaining Charlotte, Florida Atlantic, North Texas, Rice, UTSA, and Alabama, Birmingham. Conference USA is losing Charlotte, Florida Atlantic, North Texas, Rice, UTSA, Alabama, Birmingham, Old Dominion, and Marshall. But they're gaining Jacksonville State, Liberty, New Mexico State, and Sam Houston. And the Sun Belt is gaining James Madison, Southern Miss, Old Dominion, and Marshall.
Old Miss College.
So that year in itself has so many changes. What are your opinion on like so many changes happening in just one span?
Why do they have to do so many changes? Just keep it to the Pac-10, Pac-12, all of that. Just keep it. Don't need to add 20 teams. What's the point? Just add 10 teams. Pac-10. Another Pac-10.
So now we are going to finish out this podcast
with our games.
So
what are the games today?
Our singular games, since nothing's really happening in the NFL or MLB, is NBA Power Rankings. Like I said, there's still some people that need to sign. I don't think there's many difference makers. I mean, that's big 3-8-3 free agents. I think the 76ers, even if they keep James Harden, I still keep him in our spot. And the Pacers and the Wizards can move up a little. Just a little. Alright, so starting at the very bottom. Last place. The Spurs.
No.
What do you mean, no?
They're not the last place.
Who is last? They have no more DeJounte Murray. They have nobodies. They lost Lonnie Walker. They lost Derek White. Their best player is Jakob Poeltl. Exactly.
Yeah, they're last. They're last.
They're last. But, I mean...
OKC.
No.
OKC. No. Yo, get me wrong. OKC. OKC. Arguing me, guys. OKC.
29. Rockets.
Yep.
I think the loss of Christian Wood.
They still got John Wall and Jalen Green.
They do not have John Wall. John Wall's on the Clippers.
He left?
Yes. Yeah, we have friends about that. John Wall's a Clipper now.
They got Jalen Green and Kevin Porter Jr.
But Derek, you don't understand. They're still young. They don't have anyone. And Jabari Smith's a rookie. He can't really replace Christian Wood, who was near All-Star only 2 years ago. So I'm 29?
Not.
28. Yeah. Thunder.
30. Number 30.
I think the Thunder in the good spot. You got...
Spurs 28.
No. You got... Spurs 28. You got Giddy.
Gritty. Josh Gritty.
Yeah. SGA. You got Chet. That's big three. Chet. It's better than all big threes above you. It's better than that Jalen Green, Kevin Porter, Jabari Smith.
30.
It's better than Sohan, Branham, and Poeltl. So I think they're... Yeah, I think 20 is a good spot for them.
I'm sticking with 30.
27, Magic. I think Paolo Banchero was the best player in the draft.
Jalen Suk, Cole Anthony, Mo Bamba.
Franz Wagner. I have him at 27. They're just too young. They have no veterans on this team. They can really help them. Except Terrence Ross. They lost Robin Lopez. You can consider Mo Bamba a veteran, but Mo Bamba's still very raw. I think he shouldn't have re-signed with the Magic. I think he should have went somewhere else, like the Bulls, Pacers, anywhere, honestly, in the Bulls division. So, Magic comes up. 26. Pistons.
Swap those.
Oh. I understand that. I just think the Cade Cunningham, Jaden Ivey duo is tough. And you also still have Sadiq Bey. Isaiah Stewart.
Sadiq Bey is a baller.
Sadiq Bey is a baller. He's so underrated. Isaiah Stewart, you also have Marvin Bagley, and you also have number 12th pick, Jalen Duren. That team, was he 11? He was 11 or 12. You have two lottery picks this year. You have the best center in the draft. You have the best shooting guard in the draft. And you have the number one pick from last year, Cade Cunningham. I think they'll be a little sneaky good. So I think like 30 wins possible for this team.
I'll swap those.
25. Pacers.
Facts.
Pacers are just not good.
Ooh.
You lost Brogdon. You're probably going to trade Miles Turner.
You got Taylor Washington. What's his name?
Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah, the new rookie. He's decent.
I'm surprised they've kept Buddy Hield and Miles Turner. I think they're gone anytime soon. Sign DeAndre Ayton. They can move up a few spots. 24. Wizards.
Wizards. Wizards.
I think they're in the perfect spot. I think 24 is probably their B. Even if they sign Colin Sexton. They're just not really great. You got Denny Avdia, Bradley Beal.
All right, next.
23. The Kings.
Swap those.
I'm
swapping those.
I still do not understand that Domantas Sabonis trade at all. He is not helping you. He's going to help you be the 13th seed in the West. Sorry. Plus, De'Aaron Fox. De'Aaron Fox needs to leave the Kings. No, the Kings are just bad. If the Kings don't have a number one pick, they're going to be bad. 22, you're going to hate me for this. Charlotte Hornets.
Bro, what do you say? They have the greatest player of all time. LaMelo Ball.
I think the East is too good. They have made... no moves to make themselves better.
They're 18. They're over the Raptors. They're over the Raptors.
What are you talking about, dude?
They're over the Raptors. They're 18. The Raptors just have Scottie Barnes. Like,
Mark Williams was your only addition this offseason. A rookie center whose weakness was being skinny. And he wasn't even that great of a defender. You needed a defense. No, Chet Holmgren was skinny. Mark Williams, he was good. His main criticism was his skinniness. You also need a defender, and Mark Williams is not one of the best defensive bigs in the draft. You could have Walker Kessler. You could have drafted Walker Kessler later because he fell to 24. I don't know.
Right.
21. Jazz.
Skip. Switch him. Hornets. 20. Hornets. 20.
People are like, the Jazz are going to get better. Donovan Mitchell cannot look at those bigs. They're not better. Rudy Gobert is a top 15 player in the league.
Donovan Mitchell's like top 20. He's overrated. I'm being honest. Like 2019, 2020, he was good. Bubble, good. He's just been having a...
I still think Donovan Mitchell is top 15. I think they both were.
Yep. Still, but not as good as
they
he.
They both were top 15. It's just, you're losing. Your defense is becoming worse. You have no center on this team anymore. Actually, you have Walker Kessler, who's a rookie. But right now, your only other registered center on your roster is Kofi Cockburn from Illinois. And Coburn could not make a left-handed layup. Or cannot make a free throw. And you have yet to re-sign Hassan Whiteside.
And he's better than a rookie.
You cut Juancho Hernan Gomez.
You cut Bo Cruz.
Jared Vanderbilt, yes, he played center for the Timberwolves. That's because they had Karl Anthony Towns, who's the best shooting big man of all time.
Facts.
So.
Kristaps Porzingis is the number two.
That's my opinion on that. 20. Like I said earlier, the Knicks.
Switch that with the Hornets.
And dude, the Knicks.
They got LaMelo.
This Jalen Brunson move does not help them. At all. Oh, I'm sorry. You overpaid Jalen Brunson, dude. Stop moving away from me. I didn't like the move at all when I first saw it. I think he should have stayed with the Mavericks. Derek, I can't get back to the tab.
Alright, just keep it like that.
I can't do anything. Alright. Okay, we'll just keep it like this, sure. 19. Trail Blazers.
Switch out with the Hornets. Hornets are just sticking there. Hornets are just gonna... Actually, give me Hornets at 18 over the Raptors, and then they're just gonna chill there.
Nah, Blazers... Jeremy Grant, son of win, not player. Sorry, Dan. You guys were an 8th seed with CJ McCollum. Losing Jeremy Grant, who I think is worse than CJ McCollum. And Yusuf Nurkic, who's coming off an injury. Don't think that's going to be good. 18, Raptors.
Switch that. Bro, why'd you put them there?
Controversial take. The Raptors were a 5 seed this year. I do think the Cavs will be better. I think the Hawks got better. Who's the 7th seed? The Nets will be better. I think those three teams will make the Raptors fall to the playoffs. Sorry. Don't hate on me. Actually, will the Raptors make the playoffs?
I will hate on you all day.
Nah, I don't think the Raptors are a playoff team, I think. 17, the Cavs.
Move that with the Hornets. Hornets are just going to chill there. Just take a nice sit on the couch.
The Cavaliers are still a playoff team. I think there's an 8. They are the 8th seed in the East, maybe even 7. I think. I just think the West is 9 teams good enough to make the top 16, so that's why I have Kevin 17. Darius Garland. Hopefully Evan Mobley becomes a superstar this year. And you also have another all-star, Jared Allen. 16. The Atlanta Hawks. DeJounte Murray trade, yes. They stay exactly where they were last year as the 16th best team. Because the rest of the NBA got so much better with the Hawks. Any more thoughts on this one?
No.
15. The Pelicans.
No! Bro! Zach!
The Pelicans, yes.
What?
15.
Brandon Ingram!
And I think the Pelicans...
CJ McCollum!
I think the Pelicans might not even make the playoffs.
Thank you!
I have him at the 15th.
Bro, like, he malfunctioned in real life. He malfunctioned.
Put them... in the East, and they're the 7th seed. West, I think there's 8 teams better than them. I still think the Pelicans are the 15th best team in the NBA. You have an 8 seed team who battled their way. You have CJ, Brandon Ingram. Who did they draft this year?
I forget. It was like someone.
Oh, God. I know the name. It's on my tongue. I think they had the eighth pick. Did they trade their pick? Alright, anyways, I'll get that later. Zion is now back. Healthy Zion averaged 27 points per game in his second year in the NBA when he was out of shape.
Do have much to say? Next MJ.
Zion will go down as top 5 player in the NBA history. 14.
She's gonna really tickle my pickle. Cap alert.
Oh wait, the Pelicans had a good dude. Okay, they got Dyson Daniels, the best perimeter defender in the NBA or in the draft, and a 6'6 point guard. Tough.
Okay.
And you have EJ Liddell, who averaged 20 and 8 in college. Oh my god.
I need
god.
To stop talking. Bowl time. Okay, number one. The Bulls signed a 6'7 point guard with like a 700-foot wingspan. Number two, we have Lonzo Ball, Alex Caruso. We have Kobe White. That doesn't do much. We have DeMar DeRozan. We have Zach LaVine. We have Vucevic. They're a playoff contending team.
Yes. 14 seed is playoff contending.
I know.
16 and below is playoffs. Except for the Cavs.
You should put...
Cavs and Pelicans can be switched.
You should put the Bulls at 11. The Bulls are better than... Right? They're gonna be.
Just stop talking.
No, you guys gotta listen
Derek,
to me.
You are a biased Bulls fan. Okay. Yes, we will have healthy Patrick Williams. Yes, we will have healthy Lonzo Ball.
You guys hear that cheering?
No. Two. Or three. Excuse me. Nikola Vucevic is terrible. That's all I have to say.
He sucks.
Four. DeMar DeRozan is another year older. Will he have the same success he did this year? No. Five. We have way too many point guards on this roster.
We have five.
We have six, I think. Let me count. You have Lonzo Ball. Alex Caruso.
Kobe White. The new guy.
Ayo Dosunmu.
The new guy.
Dalen Terry. And Goran Dragic. I'm thinking of a different player. That is six point guards. Obviously, Ayo and Terry, they can play the wing. I just think this means Kobe White's out of here. If not, you have six guards on your roster who are all under 6'5". Dalen Terry, 6'7". Yeah, he can play the wing. You have five players under 6'5 who will get rotational minutes. That's just on it.
Yep.
Moving on. Yes, they were in the conference finals this year. But the rest of the conference got better. It's the Dallas Mavericks. The Mavericks are at 13 for me. What are your thoughts on this? Even with the Christian Wood trade.
11.
I have them at 13. Because, well, if the recent picture you saw Luka is ripped, this one is the one I was least confident in. Mavericks can fall into the top four like they were this year. I just don't know if the mix of Christian Wood and Luka is good. And with the loss of Jalen Brunson, I don't know if that is great for them. 12 is the Minnesota Timberwolves, even with the Rudy Gobert trade. Like I said, Anthony Edwards needs to step up. D'Angelo Russell needs to step up. Just the conference. The teams ahead of him. Lakers, Grizzlies, Nuggets, Clippers, Suns, Warriors. I think they're all better than the Timberwolves. 11. This one's another controversial one. I have the Nets.
The Nets are like 30.
What?
They're 30.
No, they're not.
They're like 18.
You're probably wondering.
They're 18.
You're probably wondering. How is Kyrie, KD, and Ben Simmons at 11? I'll tell you. Ben Simmons doesn't shoot.
Cannot shoot. KD can only shoot. Kyrie.
KD's the greatest scorer of all time and one of the best.
I just said can only shoot.
Kyrie. He's Kyrie, so he can leave whenever he wants. That's why I have 11. Plus, I think one of them will be traded. by the end of this offseason.
Kyrie. It's going to be Kyrie.
Or by All-Star break.
It's going to be Kyrie.
Another one you guys get on me. But it didn't work last year. Yeah, they could have been not healthy. When they were at the court together, it was not good. I have the Lakers.
It's called the Old Heads. That's the team. Old Heads.
The Lakers have yet to make any moves. I don't think they've made any moves this offseason. They have no more money. They haven't re-signed Carmelo. Yeah, 10's where they're at.
I mean, they may be playoff contending. First round exit.
Yeah, we're not.
Give me them at like 16.
Yeah, first round exit. I think they're a 6 seed.
They're 16.
What, Derek? You're not even making sense with your predictions.
Bro, they're not good.
9. 76ers. If you get to Colin Sexton, they'll go up. They will have to go up. Right now, I think they're in a great spot.
Yay.
8.
This one's gonna hurt.
The Grizzlies.
They are better than the Heat. They are the 16.
Yes, they were the second best team in the NBA. But that was a fluke. Warriors were hurt. And I've brought this up so many times. No Jamal Murray on the Nuggets. No Kawhi on the Clippers. Yes, you can make argument against the Heat. I was thinking about putting the Heat. But the Heat were just the number one seed on the East. And actually, now that I think about it, they lost PJ Tucker. I kind of want to move him.
Yes, yes.
All right, my new power rankings.
Grizzly 6,
totally,
Grizzly 6.
Totally out of the blue here. We have...
Give me Grizzlies at 6.
Heat at 10. Lakers at 9. Grizzlies at 6.
Yes, bro, that's what I'm talking about.
Sixers at 8. 7. Wait, where did I put that? Oh, wait.
7.
So,
Nuggets.
Heat 10. Grizzlies 6. 76ers 8. Lakers 9. Alright, yeah. I like that.
Nuggets?
7 Nuggets. Jamal Murray will really help him. I don't even know what's going on with Michael Porter Jr. at this point. Is he
they
for
are
a year,
not
2 years?
6.
Seven.
Oh, I was 7.
We just ran over it. Grizzlies are now 6. Yeah. All right. Now we're in our top 5.
I will do these. Okay. Number 5. Jabucks. Okay. The Bucks.
Stop moving so much.
The Bucks are a number 1 seed. I mean, number 2.
No, it just told me something.
That's good, bruh.
It just told me something.
It's going on. Alright, the Bucks are number... The Bucks are over the Clippers.
I have the Bucks as a 2 seed for
okay.
the East.
Okay. The Bucks are the number 1 seed for the East. Who's number 1 for the East?
Clippers. We'll get on to that later.
Alright,
number 4. You can tell. It says 1, but that was an autocorrect. Clippers are at 4.
That's the Bucks.
4? That's the Clippers.
It's the Bucks.
The NBA community has forgot how good Kawhi Leonard is. I don't care if he's coming off an ACL injury. Kawhi Leonard was never an explosive player. His injury, I think it was a freak accident because someone ran into his knee. It was not because he did a play to hurt his knee. Kawhi Leonard was the third best player in the NBA before he got hurt. And I don't think it changed. Paul George is going to be back healthy. You also...
Paul George is balling.
Now have John Wall. I think 4 is a good spot for him.
They are... 5! Bucks are going to be a final contending team this year.
I think the top 5 teams are all finals. Everyone above them.
The finals is going to be... Suns.
We're not there yet.
Versus... The Bulls.
No. 3. The Suns.
Ooh.
I do think they'll finish as a number one seed because they're a regular season team. I still think they're good.
Number two.
They just let Luka daddy them.
Number.
Especially if they lose DeAndre Ayton, I think the Clippers can sweep their way up to three and the Suns can fall all the way to five. Bucks move to four.
Damn, that was huge. That was just a huge movement right there.
Yeah, if Ayton leaves and they don't get anything in return, I think, actually, now that I think about it, I think Ayton for Miles Bridges sign-up trade could work. Ayton for Miles Bridges and Buddy Hield, that would be a tough trade for the Suns. Number two, hate on me, the defending champion Warriors.
Number 30, boo!
Okay, stop. Be realistic. Where are they at?
Be real with you. They're number 3. Suns number 2.
I have the Warriors 2. 1, they're the champions. You have to show some respect to them. I did that for the Lakers after they won the championship. I had them at 4. Didn't turn out that way. They need to make the play. I know they were at the 7th seed.
Get mad at me. They're going to be like number 3 or number 5.
I have the Warriors 2 just because our free agency moves have made no sense. We signed Looney to like a $20 million contract. 1, I thought we could have let Looney walk. 2, you lost Otto Porter Jr., Gary Payton Jr., Nemia Bialicia, Juan Toscano Anderson, and Andre Iguodala. And the only person you got in return is Dante DiVincenzo. There still are some wings on the boards left. You can Melo. I don't want Melo. But I understand what they're doing. They're letting Kuminga and Moody and Patrick Baldwin Jr. and Ryan Rollins find a spot on this team. But if you want to go back-to-back, you at least had to sign some veterans that could play in case the rookies were not playing. They're not rookies. The young kids are not playing as good as they could. And Curry, Clay, and Draymond are all older. I don't think that's going to affect Curry. I think it could affect Draymond and Clay. And Clay only played half season. Then was just getting back to basketball season. Let's see him with a full off-season workout and then a full season. See how good he is. And then number one, I said this earlier in the podcast, I have the Boston Celtics. Deepest team in the NBA. You have your starting lineup alone. You have Malcolm Brogdon, Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Robert Williams. Off the bench, you have Peyton Pritchard. Who's the rookie they signed?
Bulls number one!
Okay. You have Peyton Pritchard.
I'm out.
Deuces. Peyton Pritchard, Al Horford, Danilo Gallinari. Why am I blanking? Grant Williams. And Derek White. That is the deepest team in the entire NBA. I'm sorry. I'm a Warriors fan. Stop putting this in the mic, please. I'm a Warriors fan. Yes, we did beat them in 6. The Celtics are the best team in the NBA. Celtics are the champions next year. They had that finals experience. No one in the East can beat them. The Celtics will win the finals next year.
Y'all can get mad at me, but give me the Bulls.
Derek, stop moving around. Stop moving around. The Bulls are not the good, bad, good.
Bulls are going to be in the finals.
He's just kidding.
They're going to get KD.
No, they're not.
They're going to get KD.
This is without trades, Derek. This is without trades. Trades have not happened.
Okay. But when the trades happen, they're going to get KD. They may get Ayton.
Can't get both.
Dude, we already have an insane starting five. We have like an all-star starting five.
Derek. Okay.
We have 3 all-stars.
No, we don't.
DeVar, Zach, Booch.
Okay. Okay. Malcolm Brogdon versus Lonzo.
First off, we could technically have 4 all-stars this season counting Lonzo.
Okay, that can go either way.
Plus LeVar Ball wants all of his sons to play on the Bulls. No. So we could get LaMelo.
We're not getting LaMelo, KD, and Aiden. Stop. Lonzo and Brogdon, that go either way. What's that as a tie for now? We'll go back to it later. LaVine for Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown is starting to become overrated. It's still LaVine. Jason Tatum versus... Oh, wait.
It's not Jason Tatum.
I forgot. Hold up.
It's Jason Tatum.
I forgot.
Wait.
We're starting Marcus Smart.
Wait, no.
Marcus Smart, Levine. Bulls won. Jaylen Brown, DeMar DeRozan. Sorry. Jaylen Brown.
Oh!
It's 1-1. Jason Tatum over Patrick Williams. That's 2-1 Celtics. Vucevic, Robert Williams. It's Robert Williams. It's 3-1 Celtics. I'll give Bulls Lonzo. And then the Celtics have a better bench and a better coach. I think it's 5-2 Celtics easily.
Dude, did you just say Jaylen Brown is better?
Yes. Jaylen Brown has a better ball handle, pass, and
shooter. Not shooter. Do not say shooter.
Well, one, he's a better three-point shooter. And two, Jaylen, DeMar DeRozan cannot shoot threes. Don't need to, this kid, I swear to God. And Jaylen Brown actually plays defense.
He doesn't need to play defense because he's like that.
No, he's not. He's not like that. He's, DeMar DeRozan sucks.
You're lying, bro. He's like a 30-time All-Star.
No, he's not. He's like six.
Exactly.
Well,
and we got Zach. Yes. We got Zach. Greatest dunker of all time.
We're gonna end it here. We're gonna end it here. Let's gotta go on.
Dude, DeMar is the next MJ. Like,
this is the Drake
and Derek Talk Show.
And we're out. Peace.